Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're diving deep, really getting into the exhilarating, always changing world of gaming. We've pulled together a really fascinating stack of sources for you. Actually, it includes a special gaming hub that gives us this unique window into the Moroccan gaming scene, which is really vibrant. Our mission for this deep dive, well, it's to cut through all the digital noise, you know, pull out those really important insights and show you how these global trends are shaping things, both local gaming communities and, well, individual players like you.
Exactly. And we're going beyond just like what's happening across the industry, you know, from these huge streaming moments to big corporate shifts. We're critically exploring why it all matters, why it matters for you, the player, and honestly, for the entire gaming landscape. Get ready for some genuinely surprising facts and some really essential insights, I think.
Okay, let's kick things off with a truly massive story. This one, wow, it left me absolutely riveted. The MMO streamer Asmongold, you know him, right? He just shattered all Twitch records. For the launch of the new World of Warcraft World Soul Saga expansion, which is really shaping up to be a huge narrative arc for WoW, over 900,000 people. 900,000 tuned in to watch him discover and react live. That's a brand new record for a solo streamer on Twitch. Just what does a moment like this really signify for online gaming, I mean?
It's definitely more than just a massive number, isn't it? What's really insightful here, I think, is how powerfully it shows that gaming, and especially live streaming, it isn't just entertainment anymore. It's become this colossal interactive cultural force, this kind of, you know, simultaneous shared experience. Mm. It's transforming how we consume content, how we engage with it.
Oh, completely. The buzz around it was just incredible. People were calling it total chaos on Twitter, on Reddit, Discord, memes everywhere about Asmongold breaking the internet. Even Blizzard, you know, the company behind WoW, they quickly jumped in, congratulated him, used the hype to tease new in-game events. Mm. It really shows that relationship, doesn't it, between developers and creators?
Yeah, that symbiotic thing. And if we connect this to the bigger picture, Asmongold's success, it sends this really clear signal. Gaming and streaming are, like, firmly entrenched now. Mm. And it highlights Morocco's growing place in this whole new wave. Our sources are showing that more and more young people in Morocco aren't just watching these streams. They're actively joining WoW raids or even, you know, dreaming of starting their own channels. It really showcases the vibrant energy in their local gaming community. We even saw local Moroccan streamers reacting live, sharing their pride, sort of, seeing streaming reach these kinds of heights.
So beyond just the sheer numbers, what specific parts of Asmongold's success do you think are most inspiring? And how could that maybe translate for these emerging Moroccan streamers? With better internet coming online there and just this growing local passion, the sources seem to suggest, well, anything's possible, right?
Absolutely. It's that accessibility, that feeling of connection.
Okay, so from a current record breaker, let's pivot. Let's talk about future hype. The world's most anticipated game, GTA 6. Rockstar Games' parent company, Take-Two Interactive, they've got an earnings call scheduled for August 7th, and fans everywhere are just on the edge of their seats, hoping for new details.
Right, and the big question this whole situation brings up is, why? Why is this specific call such a huge event? Well, the CEO, Strauss Zelnick, he actually has a history of dropping these little tantalizing hints during these calls. And let's be honest, GTA, it isn't just a game anymore, is it? It's a global pop culture phenomenon. It basically revolutionized gaming culture since GTA V came out, what, way back in 2013. So the anticipation isn't just for a game release, it feels like it's for a whole cultural reset.
Oh, definitely. The anticipation is just, you can feel it on social media.
Yeah.
Hashtags like hashtag GTA 6, hashtag Take Two, they're trending worldwide. Our sources even picked up a Moroccan gaming influencer who was like speculating about a 2026 release date, which just shows how deeply invested the whole global community is.
Yeah, and for Moroccan gamers, where GTA is practically, you know, a household name, any little bit of news from this call would be a huge cultural moment. It would resonate way beyond just the core gaming community. So whether Strauss Zelnick actually mentions GTA 6 directly or not, just the sheer amount of buzz around it underscores the massive global and local impact these big game development announcements have.
Okay, shifting gears a bit now, let's talk about the dynamic, sometimes bumpy shifts within the industry itself. We've got some tough news, actually, for racing fans. EA has reportedly put its legendary Need for Speed franchise on hiatus, which raises some pretty serious questions about its future. What does this decision really tell us about EA's strategy, maybe, and maybe the wider industry?
Well, a key takeaway here, I think, is that it reflects a pretty clear shift in priorities. Within the gaming industry, I mean, EA seems to be doubling down on these live service models, you know, online multiplayer games, which could signal a move away from those traditional kind of finite single player experiences and feels like a business decision driven by data, maybe not just by player feelings alone.
Yeah, and for so many Moroccan gamers, Need for Speed, it's more than just a game series. It's pure nostalgia.
Hmm.
You know, so many grew up playing it in local cyber cafes. So this pause feels very much like the end of a chapter for them. And while, okay, maybe it makes sense from a pure business perspective, some fans might argue, and probably are arguing, that EA is kind of losing its way, you know, prioritizing live service stuff over beloved single-player games like Need for Speed. How do you sort of weigh those two sides?
It's a real tension, isn't it? On one hand, yeah, live service offers that continuous revenue stream, keeps players engaged long-term. But on the other hand, the distinct narrative-driven experience you get from games like Need for Speed, that holds huge emotional value for players. It really does. Industry experts are definitely divided. Is this hiatus a chance for reinvention, or is it, like they say, the beginning of the end for the franchise as we know it?
Right. But hey, it's not all pauses and bad news. July is actually bringing a really refreshing wave of exciting releases for the Nintendo Switch 2. Highlights include Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 3 Plus 4 on July 11th.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Donkey Kong Bonanza on July 17th, Super Mario Party Jamboree on July 24th, and YSX Proud Nordics on July 31st. This really feels like Nintendo just doubling down on what they do best.
Absolutely. And for Moroccan gamers, Nintendo has always consistently been synonymous with nostalgia and fun.
Yeah.
And this lineup, it's pretty diverse. It really offers something for every type of player. Social media is already buzzing about it. We saw one Moroccan influencer calling the return of Tony Hawk a dream come true.
Yeah.
It just shows that those classic franchises, you know, when they're handled well, they still resonate so deeply.
Yeah, definitely. And sticking with new content for a second, Ark, Survival Evolved, it's celebrating its 10th anniversary.
Yeah.
And they're doing it with a brand new underwater DLC called Ark Aquatica, launching July 15th. I can already picture the crazy underwater bases people are going to build.
Oh, yeah. Ark has always been a huge favorite for Moroccan gamers, largely because of that immersive gameplay, right? And those incredibly active, community-driven servers they have. With Aquatica, players get to explore this whole new dimension of the game. Opens up totally fresh strategies, new discoveries. Moroccan influencers are, as one put it, buzzing. We saw another one exclaiming, "Aquatica looks insane. Can't wait to tame some underwater dinos."
It really deepens the life of a game that's already super popular.
Okay, and finally, in this section, let's shine a light on a truly surprising, kind of cool success story, Surrounded. It's a solo-developed indie survival game, and it went from like 250 players to over 5,000 daily users on Steam in just a few months. That's just an incredible jump for one single developer. It really is. And what's truly inspiring here, especially I think for Morocco's growing indie game scene, is that Surrounded's meteoric rise proves that, you know, even small developers can achieve massive success if they have creativity and perseverance. Players seem drawn to its simplicity, its immersive atmosphere, and just the compelling fact that it was made by just one person. Mm. Moroccan gaming influencers have definitely jumped on the bandwagon too. We saw one tweeting, "If this solo dev can do it, why not us?" It's such a powerful message of possibility, really.
Mm. Okay, now for a tougher look at the industry. Xbox seems to be facing some significant turmoil.
Mm.
Microsoft announced massive layoffs in its gaming division, which is, concerning development for a lot of people.
It definitely raises a really important question about the long-term future of Xbox and its strategy. The shockwave from these layoffs, it was felt worldwide. We even saw an executive from EA Japan openly criticizing Microsoft on Twitter, saying, "Microsoft is missing the point. You can't win the gaming world by cutting teams and ignoring local markets." That really highlights this fundamental tension, doesn't it, between like corporate efficiency and actually understanding the market.
Right. And for Morocco's growing Xbox community, there's just this significant uncertainty about what's next.
Mm.
Will there be fewer new games coming, less support for emerging markets like theirs, or some kind of strategic shift that impacts them directly? It really makes you wonder how well these huge global companies are truly connecting with their diverse player bases sometimes.
This situation, it powerfully highlights the cutthroat competition in the industry. And it really underscores that global gaming companies absolutely need to listen to local communities and genuinely invest in regional talent. That message feels more relevant than ever, especially in Morocco's booming gaming culture, where that local voice is getting stronger and stronger.
Okay, and finally today, a really crucial piece of information for you, the gamer. Cybercriminals are increasingly targeting Gen Z. Kaspersky detected over 19 million attempts to download malicious files disguised as popular games, like GTA, Minecraft, Call of Duty. This was between April 1st, 2024 and March 31st, 2025. 19 million attempts. That's just a staggering number.
It truly is staggering. And what's particularly insightful or maybe concerning here is that Gen Z's inherent openness, their spontaneity in moving between games and platforms, while that's a strength for building communities, it can also make them more vulnerable to these really sophisticated threats. Over 400,000 users were affected worldwide just in the period they studied. So to combat this, Kaspersky is launching something called Case 404. Clever name, right? Hints at the not found error, implying hidden threats. It's basically an interactive game designed to help Gen Z identify these deceptive tactics and protect their digital lives, but in a way that's fun and engaging.
So, okay, when we pull back and look at this whole landscape we've just navigated, what does it all really mean? We've seen these record-breaking streams, the quiet pause of a beloved franchise like Need for Speed, the steady wave of exciting new releases, especially on Switch, the inspiring rise of an indie gem like Surround Dead, the turbulent shifts within major companies like Microsoft, and this very real, very present need for digital security in our hyper-connected world.
Yeah, the gaming world is just undeniably in constant motion, isn't it? It's this dynamic, interconnected ecosystem where these huge global trends directly impact local communities, whether that's through, you know, immense excitement for new stuff, or that deep pang of nostalgia, or incredible opportunities for aspiring creators, or even these significant challenges in just staying safe online.
And as we think about all these shifts, this deeper pattern starts to emerge.
Yeah, consider how all these incredibly diverse trends, from like the individual streamer's success and the big corporate restructuring, to the grassroots power of indie development and the absolutely vital need for cybersecurity, how they collectively shape not just what games you play, but how the entire culture, the entire landscape of gaming continues to profoundly evolve.
So here's something to think about. What's the next big shift you anticipate in gaming? And how do you think it will change the game for you personally?